With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Been a pretty good week for the Tigers, and he joins us now. Coach Hardaway, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Everything is good over here. So how would you assess the pro day, man? How did everything go?
No, it was a success. It was a beautiful thing to have, you know, 85 NBA general manager scouts in our building to watch our kids perform. And, man, it was just a beautiful sight.
For the first time going off on one of these, Penny, you're bringing this program for the first time. Seemed like some of the feedback from the scouts was, wow, what a first-class operation. I imagine that's something you figured was going to go first class, but you got to be awfully proud of the way it went off too, huh?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we take pride in what we do, you know, me and the staff, and we train like that on a daily basis, so it wasn't like it was scripted. It's something that we do when we work on development every day. So with the scouts coming in, of course, we added a couple more things, but for the most part, we do that on a daily basis. So the kids were sharp. They gave the proper amount of energy. And I'm glad that the scouts were satisfied.
Coach, what do you tell your players before something like that? You've been through these combines and all that and folks getting prodded and poked at and all that. What do you tell a player who may want to go out there and maybe do something, you know, that he's not necessarily comfortable doing? What's your advice to guys in that setting?
Well, to let them know that I know that it was going to be nerves, it's going to be anxiety, it's going to be, you know, some nervous energy, but to just relax and try to do what you do. The one thing that they don't want to see you do is to do things that you're not accustomed to doing.
Yeah.
Go out there and play the game the right way and play hard, and everything, you know, will fall into place. They know you're not perfect. They know you're going to make mistakes, and when you make mistakes, they keep your head up, don't show frustration, move on to the next play, and just relax.
Penny, you mentioned it, over 80 NBA scouts, general managers, executives in Memphis in your building to watch your team. How important is it for you? You know, you're telling this story. You're telling the story of come to Memphis. We can get you better prepared for the NBA than anybody else. And here you are. You have the entire NBA in your building. How important is it for you and your message, you know, for Memphis to be the epicenter of basketball like it is right now?
Yeah, it's very important to me because obviously we do have that message to kids because it's important to them when we talk to them that they want to get to the next level. So if we provide them with the things that are going to help thrust them there faster, I mean, who wouldn't want to be in front of 80-plus GMs and scouts in their own building doing what they do on a daily basis and being able to show their strengths to the scouts and to put themselves on the map, even if they weren't on the map, and if you were, to even think about going even higher. Or getting even better in their eyes. So I think we're talking to the kids around the country. We want Memphis to be that place. We want Memphis to be mentioned, you know, hey, that's the place where you can go and you know you're going to be taught, developed, and have an opportunity to be seen.
Was talking to an NBA scout who was there yesterday, Penny, and one of the guys that he mentioned stood out to him was Boogie Ellis, and I'm seeing from the Memphis basketball Twitter account that he had a 40.5-inch vertical jump.
Lord.
Did that surprise you, or did you know Boogie had that kind of bounce?
Now, we knew Boogie had that type of bounce. He doesn't show it all the time because he's more of a jump shooter, really smooth, but we're asking him to show it more because, you know, to go to that next level, you need to show everything. Don't hide that from the scouts, but it was great for them to have the vertical leap and the speed and show their speed and show their agility in front of these guys, and they can read these numbers on paper. But yeah, we wanted them to showcase everything that they had yesterday in the drill work, and they did. So that, and it helps you out because a lot of times those scouts don't know everything about you, so it's good to show everything when they're there.
Have you seen all the measurements yet? Like, have you like studied them or anything like that?
I have not. I will actually see those today.
Okay.
And I was watching, you know, through the glass, Mike, myself, and Cody, and was really impressed with some of those guys. They've actually were jumping higher than they do in practice, you know, so they were really hyped yesterday to show everything that they had, which is great.
Coach, what's the most important thing you want to get accomplished between now and your exhibition opener against Christian Brothers on the 24th?
Man, just the chemistry, just trying to keep these guys loving each other, keep these guys rooting for each other. I think everything else will handle itself. I think that if we can get an environment or a culture of family and really mean it, then the basketball side of it will be easy. I think it's just as quickly as they can gel on the court, the better it's going to be for us. And that's going to take for them to be close and to believe in each other. Because when you have a young team, everybody wants to kind of put it on their own shoulders.
Mm-hmm.
They have to try to do it. They have to do it together. Not try to do it. They have to do it together and believe in one another.
We are, of course, talking to Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway. Big week for the Tigers. They're having a pro day and over 80 scouts from the NBA and executives in town for it. Obviously, when you think back to 2019 in that recruiting class, Penny, James was the anchor. Like, James was the magnet, so to speak. He's the guy everybody wanted to play with. So now that you got that sewed up, you got the number one class, what do you need from James on the court this year?
We need leadership. We need him to be vocal. We need him to be a defensive monster. That's something that I challenge him on every day, rebounding, blocking shots, and being a rim protector for us in that paint. And the last thing is just like leadership through his energy every day in practice. If he's going hard, then he can get on the other guys about doing the same thing and try to raise everybody up to the level that he's trying to play. And it's been working. He listens to everything that we tell him. He's a sponge. He wants to do whatever it's going to take for us to win. And that's the beauty of James. He's kind of humbled himself to the point of, hey, whatever you guys need for me to do, I want to do it because I want to win.
Penny, standing up there the other night at Madness, where you got the hoodie on, we want all the smoke on the back, you got your arms crossed, and the crowd's going crazy as you're out there and the smoke's blowing. What'd that feel like, man? What did that just feel like standing up?
It felt great because the kids know how we really feel about them. They know that we're not shying away from competition.
Mm-hmm.
They know that we want to play anybody that wants to play us. We haven't proven anything yet. We're still the hunters, but we're saying we're not afraid of anybody. And then those kids, they understand that about me. They understand that about the staff. And standing up there the other day was basically saying, you know, this is how we feel. You know, we're taking on the personality of our city, you know, and it's just we're not afraid of anybody. And I know it's not coach speak to a lot of these guys around the country, and I've actually seen it flip a million ways. It went from we want to win a national championship to Penny promises that we're going to win a national championship. So to me, that pose was for that. Like, y'all can put all the nonsense out in the air that you want. It's not going to change who we are and what we really want to do, what we want to accomplish.
You know, I know you got national championship goals, and that is your intention to bring one here to Memphis. But when I'm watching that, Coach, it felt like his back. And you talked about that Tiger basketball. You talked about that in your press conference to sort of open up your era here back in Memphis. But is that what it felt like to you? I know you got goals you still want to accomplish, but it feels like it's back and it's relevant and the entire nation's watching. Is that what you felt like?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
We wanted to. My job coming back and wanting to take this job was to get the city energized again, which it did, and also to put the nation on notice that Memphis is back, that Memphis basketball is back and it's going to be here to stay, and we're ready. We're ready for it. We're ready for this, for sure.
Hey, Coach, we know you're really busy. We appreciate
thank
the time,
you for this
as
time,
always.
Coach.
Yeah, no, thank you, guys. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir.
He is Memphis basketball coach Penny Hardaway.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.